What do we need to understand about small town life and the challenges that it presents to both students and educators?
We have a huge segment of our population that's college bound. We have a huge segment of our population that's really their goal is just to kind of persist and make it through high school. And so that divide between the priorities of the students in our schools and then combine that with the small staff, it just makes it challenging to try and meet the needs of both of those populations. Certainly when you have that background of parents who are familiar with what is necessary to make it in college, I think it's probably a little bit easier to make that a goal and a priority. Whereas students who have no idea of what that is like, their parents are employed at whichever mine is paying the most at the time, and so they, you know, they move around from community to community. Those folks and those kids have a harder time just seeing themselves doing more than what their mom and dad are doing right now.
Rural communities tend to share a lot of those challenges and likely some of the same solutions. We recently took a trip to Eureka, and we talked to the high school principal and the counselor there.
There are 98 students that attend our school, 7 through 12, at the high school. We do have one of the highest graduation rates of the state, and I think a lot of that is due to the parents and the community supporting school.
The highest graduation rates in Nevada are among the rurals because it's easier for us to know all the kids and not let any of them slip through the cracks.
About 98% of our kids do participate in some kind of extracurricular. It could be FFA or Academic Olympics or sports. And I think that that really keeps them engaged and involved and requires them to maintain good grades.
Adam, I know that you've seen some advantages to working in small town Nevada too. What are some of the solutions that have worked best for you and your school district in keeping kids in school?
The more involved and engaged students are, the more likely they are to stick with it and to see the value in schools. We offer a number of career and technical education classes. We encourage all of our students to take those classes, and we like to see them make it through the entire sequence so that they earn kind of the recognition upon graduation that they've attained some skills and are ready to be hired out in the workforce. Students need to start high school from day one understanding what success looks like. So one of the things that we've done in our school for a number of years is teach our freshmen a class. We just call it freshman achievement, and basically teach them what success looks like in high school so that they don't get to their senior year and then because of the failures that they occurred early on in their high school career, you know, then they say, well, I failed too many classes, I'm credit deficient, I might as well just quit.
They have a goal early on and they can work
right
toward that goal.
Right.
Now, Adam, I'm assuming that you have already seen some improvements. What else is needed on the rural level to make your job easier?
Recognizing in the public, I think, the difficult challenge that educators have in the 21st century. Parents, school members, community members, mines, colleges, TV stations, you know, if we unite and support and inspire our students to understand the value of education, and then we all get behind them and behind what teachers are trying to do, I think that it produces a climate that values education a lot more. And the more support and just buy-in that we get, the more suggestions and help from community members and business partners, I think the more likely it is we're going to be successful.